You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big day at Saints training camp yesterday. The announcement of a new head coach, Kellen Moore. We're joined by Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, and understand recently a kitchen designer joins us. Mike?
I don't know about that kitchen designer. Maybe use that term, redesigner.
Honeydew master, right?
Man, you do what you got to do. Yeah.
Been there, done that, brother.
I hear you. And it's never finished. That's the other part. It's never finished.
So, Mike, your thoughts. Yesterday, a big day. And then I started getting alerts of a bunch of coaches being hired. I mean, almost in succession, almost one every hour for a while there. It's like, wow, they're moving quick.
Yeah, the thing with Kellen, you know, I'm sure he had time to think about this, on who he wanted on his staff. And I think coaches always have that list, so to speak, of guys I'd want to bring on. You know, and it's most of the time, Nula connect the dots. You've worked with them before. You have some kind of affiliation one way or another. And so you understand that. You know, with Keith Williams, he was here before as the wide receivers coach. And, you know, all the other coaches from, I think about Jim Haslett's son. I remember he was like 7 or 8 years old in training camp running around. Now he's an assistant coach, and he was quality control guy with the Cowboys. Now he comes in as the tight ends coach. Most of it has been on the offensive side, the football. And so you can see this is where Kellen's, that's his wheelhouse. And he has already made it known. Yeah, he'll hire an offensive coordinator, but he's calling the plays. He's sort of like what Peyton did. Now every once in a while, Sean would turn that loose, but you know, most of the time, you know, he wanted to make those calls. I think the big hires is on defense because you don't know both sides of the football as a coach. You know one side, and it's important that you get it right on the defensive side, the football. And his connection there is Brandon Staley, who was the defensive coordinator with the Rams for a number of years, turned that into being the head coach with the L.A. Chargers. Didn't work out there, and last year he was an assistant with the 49ers. I think he is big-time favorite to be the new defensive coordinator with the Saints. And, again, a connection because Kellen Moore was in L.A. and Brandon Staley was on that staff. So you can see where that goes there. But I think it's important. Players are one and will always be 1A. There is no beating players, but coaching matters, and assistant coaches are 1B. The Eagles are not hoisting the Lombardi Trophy today in a parade if they didn't hire Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator and Vic Fangio as their defensive coordinator in the offseason. It mattered.
Yeah, no doubt. What did you think of his comments yesterday? I made the observation, you know, you look at leaders and kind of how they strategically look at things, and I got the sense that he was kind of always thinking a step ahead, a what-if guy. So what if this happens? What if this changes? What if the roster, you know, this person goes down? And I got that sense about the way that he said certain things, and I was really not surprised, because you guys talk about it a lot. In fact, I've heard y'all talk about it a lot more than previous coaches, about the line of scrimmage and about it all starting right there. You know, whether you're on the D side or the O side, that's where it all starts. And if it ain't working there, there's not a whole lot you're going to be able to do to overcome it. There are some examples of it. Joe Burrow, for example, in Cincinnati, but you don't get very far, right?
No, you got to win up front. This is something, it's going to be 40 years for me with draft stuff, covering the NFL draft this year. And, you know, I learned very, very quickly that I got told this by a former GM in the NFL, and he says, you know, don't try to split the atom on this. The Greeks settled this thousands of years ago. If you have your choice between a really talented big man and a really talented smaller guy, you go with the big man. And you win up front, offensive, defensive line. And if you don't win there, you got no shot. Even Pat Mahomes, best player in the NFL today, he was mere mortal when he went up against that Eagles front going up against his offensive line. He looked like any other quarterback. He didn't look the same guy. And pressure breaks the pipe. And you better have talent, and you better have talent depth, because of the fact injuries are going to happen. Offensive line, they lose more guys there than any other position at the high school, college, pro level. There is nothing close. It is offensive line. So you better have starters and better have quality backup. In the NFL, it's about kind of recycling 6-7 guys up front, because it is a passing league, and you tire out as a defensive lineman. To hear him talk about the physicality of the game, and you win up front, he knows it better than anybody. You know why? He's a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He knows he better be protected, and he knows that quarterback's best friend is to have a running game. And if not, the guys they're trying to block, they're going to put that quarterback on his back. So he understands that really well. The other part about it, Newell, is his dad was a coach. His brother's a coach. Okay, that's part of your DNA, that, you know, you understand and you think like a coach in a lot of ways. And so getting that from watching his dad throughout all those years, and, you know, he's brought up, you know, big kind of mentor to him was Chris Peterson, his coach at Boise State. He was one of the most successful coaches in college football for a while until he decided to hang it up. You know, you hang around those guys, and that's where you pick up your philosophy. Boise State was doing stuff offensively when he was playing, scheme-wise. There wasn't a lot of teams like that in college football, the way they spread the field, and yet they were a really good running team. So he understood the importance of being able to run the football. And that is something we haven't seen the last couple years consistently. They have not been able to run the football well. And a lot of that has to do with what you got up front, offensive line.
You know, it's interesting, and I know you watch the Super Bowl like the rest of us, the defensive line of Philadelphia really didn't stunt much. They just went straight up the field. They just pushed the guy in front of him back. I mean, it was amazing. I kind of focused in on with my binoculars just watching that happen. There was not a lot of movement. They never had more than four guys on the front line.
They never blitzed one play. But you'd have swore they were blitzing every play because Mahomes looked like he was trying to dodge five guys or six guys on every play. Man, when that starts to happen, Newell, that's really devastating to your psyche. You know, because one thing they should have done more, it's a hindsight 2020, should have tried to run the football a little bit more. You didn't. You ran the ball only three times in the first half. You got to slow that down by trying to run the ball. I had Archie Manning on 2 days ago, and one of the things, you know, because we go back with Vic Fangio, he was the outside linebackers coach here with the Saints under Jim Mora. So he was coaching Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson. And Vic always laughs about it. I wasn't coaching them nothing. I was just sort of pointing them in the right direction. Man, come on. I'm not coaching, you know, Ricky and Pat. I'm sort of telling them, let's get in this spot, that spot. But was that really the game plan? And Archie brought it up, when I get to talk to Vic, I'm going to ask him, was the plan all along not to blitz throughout the game, or did that morph because they were getting so much pressure with four guys that they didn't have to? And then now you're trying to throw through the branches of the tree. Mm-hmm. You know, you got seven guys in coverage, you know, with three, maybe four guys going out for a pass, that's difficult. So I think the game plan initially was probably not to blitz, and then we'll come from time to time with a blitz. I don't think they thought they could play the whole game and not blitz him, but it was a physical butt-whipping they did up front, and you saw he's turned into the best interior defensive lineman in pro football in Jalen Carter. And our own Pete Jenkins, you know, Pete and I have known each other for so long. Pete actually worked with Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, and Josh Sweat, the four defensive linemen the Eagles have. 83-year-old Pete Jenkins worked with them in the offseason out on the beaches in Florida.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yep. You know, there was a comment that Kellen Moore made yesterday. It was real quick. He didn't spend much time on it, but he just kind of threw it out in a series of words. When he talked about physicality, he mentioned body type. And when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles front four, it kind of struck me. They're quick, they're fast, they're strong, right? And they're big up top and not real big down bottom. And you see that push on that front line, not all of them, but some of them. How much does that play into what's happening in today's NFL?
Well, you know, you want great players and you want really talented big men. No, the biggest change I've seen in scouting throughout my years is that every once in a while you saw a guy who was big, who could move. Today, they all big and can move. And now, the question of how quick they can move is another thing. Also, too, they probably have the best offensive line coach in pro football in Jeff Stoutland. And Jeff, at one time, I got to know Jeff. He was an assistant offensive line coach at University of Alabama. So he left Alabama to be the offensive line coach with the Eagles. I want to say this is 14 or 15, 2014 to 2015, somewhere in that range. And those guys, man, they all big. They can all move their feet. And he finds a way to get the best out of players. And I think that is so much to do with coaching today, is communication and the ability to get someone and get him to give his best in what you want to do. A lot of times, oh, just let them go play. This ain't junior high school football, okay? This ain't high school football. This is the pros. And I think motivation and finding the right fit player is key. That is what Howie Roseman, the general manager with the Eagles, have done. He's been able to fit those, what you call type players, offensive line-wise. He's been able to go out and kind of find those type players for his Eagles team, knowing he wanted to run the ball. He wanted to be a physical team up front and run the football. And then they go get Saquon Barkley. End of story. No, I don't think I've ever seen this stat before in my lifetime. The Eagles ran the football more than any other team in the NFL. You know where they finished in throwing the ball? Attempts? Last.
Oh. Wow.
32. You talk about 1 and 32?
There's no balance there.
Maybe 1 and 18, but 1 and 32? Man, that's a new one on me. But, you know, if you live long enough, you see it. And
absolutely.
And Kellen was able to play into that.
Yeah. I got to get to a break. Mike Dettillier, thank you so much for joining us. WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Have a great weekend. We'll visit with you soon.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it.
All right, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.